Unbelievable! I even forgot my mic stand. I'm sorry if this shit's beat, man. I don't even have a mic right now. It's every year. It's every single year. I'm fucking, holy shit! So pathetic. And I'm happy this is happening. Fuck you, AJ Preller. Fuck you! It's every single fucking year, man. It's every single fucking year. And tonight, listen, tonight is what exposes this team. Tonight is why this team is gutted. Tonight is AJ Preller. And I'm telling you, it wasn't a Jace Tingler thing. Not Bob Melvin can fix this shit. This is literally deja vu. It's deja vu all over again. They have no fight. And in addition to that, the biggest issue of last year was that we let little adversity turn into big adversity. And what fucking happens? This team can't play defense anymore. This team cannot play, they cannot fucking run the bases anymore. Abrams getting picked off. No one can do anything. You fire four managers. You spend so much fucking money. You can never get slug. AJ Preller, one more time. My mom's texting me back home. Fuck you. You're ruining all of us. All of us. Our own announcer, Mark Grant. The dude, he can't even breathe anymore. The dude needs to walk off set. He's so pissed off. Mark Grant can't even. This team blew two three run leads tonight. They were up 3-0. They blew it with their best pitcher on the mound who was sucked tonight. And then another one. They get up 6-3, and then they blow it again. And then for some reason, they bring in Taylor Scott before they bring in Adrian Morejon. There's no doubt that this bullpen is gutted. But for some reason, they choose to bring in Taylor Scott over Adrian Morejon. Number one, I'm going to get into donations later. Number two, they had a team meeting today. You think that shit fucking worked? You think a team meeting fucking worked? I'm not looking at the chat right now. I'll get to your chat in a little bit. You think the team meeting worked? No, this team just wants to go to the All-Star break. Eric Hosmer wants to go bet another $400,000 on the Super Bowl, go talk to his wife, and do fuck all. You know what Trent Grisham wants to do? He wants to go look at himself in the mirror and be like, holy fucking shit, should I play baseball anymore? You take a look at this game, 29 total combined hits. Every single player had a hit on both teams except Trent Grisham, and he led off. He led off for the San Diego Padres tonight. He was the only player, guys, in the entire game. Trent Grisham was the only player in the entire game who didn't have a hit. And we keep saying, stop playing him. There was 29 combined hits today. Even Eric Shitty Poop Dick Hosmer had a hit. I've never seen more sloppy defense and awful base running in one series. You saw the Ha-Sung Kim CJ Abrams mishap late in that game. You see CJ Abrams getting picked off. You see Luke Voit thinking he can tag from second to third even though the ball's hit in front of him and he weighs 400 pounds and thinks he can run a 4-1 40-yard dash in my fucking dreams. And then you take a look at decision-making, Bob Melvin. You got to be accountable. Why is Taylor Scott coming out before Adrian Morejon? You just get Morejon back. He's fresh. He's coming off injury. You know what? We're going to go with the unproven Taylor Scott over the young Cuban flamethrower Morejon, and let's allow three runs and make sure that this game goes to sleep. This team's 22 and 26 in their last 48. The bullpen's absolutely shit now. The offense has been shit all year, but AJ Preller already has a payroll north of $200 million, and he can't do much to this team. Peter Seidler has to take his beautiful wife to watch this game, and I feel bad for Peter Seidler because he's getting gutted. He sees his ACH numbers go down and down every week, incompatible with the stock market getting crushed, and what does he get? He gets a 50 and 40 team who's literally 22 and 26 in the last 48 games, an incompetent president of baseball operations, and he gets a three-time AL manager of the year who still cannot overcome the dysfunctionality of this piss poor, sorry fucking franchise. How's it going, guys? How's it going? So, hey, how's it fucking going? Listen, this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. And let me show you guys something. This is what the post-game show is showing. The post-game show on Bally, they're trying to talk. They're literally showing Joe Musgrove and his fantastic pitching. That's what they're talking about. This is the corrupt media. Look at this. They're talking to you how good Joe Musgrove has been all year, but they're not talking about the shitty offense. They're not talking about the shitty bullpen.
Hey, look, Mike. Look how great Joe Musgrove's been this year, huh? Yeah.
This team doesn't need a team meeting. This team needs ritual sacrifice. They need the freaking everybody coming from all areas of the world to sacrifice them and pray to the heavens that this team can somehow overcome this shitty curse. The corrupt media is unbelievable. Why do you think new media is a statement? Because all they're doing is they're jacking off into the San Diego Padres organization, and they're literally saying, Joe Musgrove's great. Hey, the Padres aren't playing well, but look, everybody, Joe Musgrove's going to be an all-star. He's San Diego's very own. The team can't even fucking extend him. Can't spell ball licking without Bally, okay? So, you know, I'll say it one more time. To all of you, okay? To anybody. And you can unsubscribe if you want to. I don't care. Listen, I'm going to get hammered, okay? But I want to tell you all something. For all of you who always want to talk about AJ Preller and defend this guy's job, I'm done with you. You have no argument. You have no way to defend AJ Preller. You have zero way to defend this man. He's a great scout, but he's an awful general manager. And listen to this, everybody. Listen to this. The best hitter on the San Diego Padres right now is Nomar Mazara, a guy who wasn't even a part. Holy shit! Bro. All-star break can't come soon enough. This team is sad to watch now. I gotta go early tonight, Hawk. Hope this makes you feel better. Wesley, man. This is the only W of the night! Chat, let's ring him off for Wesley, everybody. Ring him off the top, Hogs. Wesley, that's a life-changing donation. I just dropped so much money on a new car, and you helping me out, man. I really appreciate it, man. Holy cow, that's the biggest dono ever on this channel. Coming off a shitty night. Guys, don't go anywhere. We're literally getting into the biggest rant of the season. I'm about to put this whole franchise on watch. I'm saying to shit that's going to get me in trouble in 2022 tonight because AJ Preller is seriously so off on his job. I would die to have face-to-face, but Wesley,
you are insane.
Wesley, take a look at this. I literally just spent $400 on this, and I don't know why. You just helped me pay it off. Wesley, thank you so much, man. You are insane. One more round of full W's for Wesley. I'll get into the other donos in a sec. Preller lives in Escondido. I'll be there in about 30 minutes, everybody. Come along. Come to Del Mar. I'll take you. One more round, Wesley. That is insane. Wesley, man, listen, I can't say thank you enough. It just won't do anything to you, but thank you, man. I appreciate it, man. Thank you, man. That is insane, Wesley. Thank you. Again, he says, all-star break can't come soon enough. Guys, going to Wesley's point, listen, this team is already checked out. They've been checked out for 2 weeks, and that's why they're getting beat. You know how you know when a team's checked out, everybody? It makes me feel a little better, Wesley. Thank you. But even money cannot buy my misery out with the San Diego Padres. I'll get him free merch when it's ready. Guys, by the way, the merch is ready. I don't want to release it right now because fuck this team. Listen. You know that this Padre team is so checked out right now because what? They can't run the bases. They're lazy. Guys, baseball is not a lazy sport. You can make it lazy. It may look lazy to the average viewer, but there's teams who run hard. There's teams who play hard. There's teams who stay mentally disciplined. And I'm shocked right now. That Bob Melvin doesn't have these guys more disciplined. And you know what's even more concerning? Listen, Do you know what's even more concerning? This is coming right after a team meeting, and the team plays their sloppiest game of the season, or if not, one of the most sloppiest games of the season. And this comes right after, I'll say it again, this comes right after a 2 freaking hour or something meeting. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Wesley, and I'm going to get into your other, I'm going to get into everyone's donations later. I had to address that one. I promise you guys I'll get to everyone's donations later in the stream. Wesley, thank you so much. I will get to, I'll get to your donation and I'll get to everyone's donations, but I got to chat right now, please. You are insane. You are insane. AJ Preller, I hope you're watching right now. And I hope you know how fucking gutted you've made this team. You continue to start a guy, Trent Grisham, who doesn't know how to play center field. He plays shallower than my toilet fucking seats water. He's so awful defensively. He cannot hit for his life. He was the only player in a game in which every single player had a hit and the teams combined for 29 hits, didn't have a base hit. He was 0 for 4. He seems out there. And you know what the worst thing about Trent Grisham is? It's not the numbers. It's not the shitty defense. He clearly doesn't fucking care. He's just popping the tobacco. He's just dipping and lipping, and he doesn't fucking care. He shows no emotion. He shows no interest. And you know what we learned in high school, a great word to describe a lack of enthusiasm? He's an apathetic fuck. He's apathetic. He's apathetic. That's what Trent Grisham is. And I don't know why this Padre team is so weak in the clubhouse. You take a look at teams like the Dodgers. This is not a talent issue. This team has many holes, but they shouldn't be losing these kind of games. And this was something that you would think would have been fixed. This is something that you think would have been fixed with Bob Melvin coming to the Padres. But no. But no. Trent Grisham's trying. Yeah, talk about it when he jogs, Sam. Talk about when Trent Grisham jogs every time in the outfield. You take a look at the Randall Grichuk double. He would never have made that play, but he jogged, he jogged, he jogged. And that's one thing that should be no tolerance with Bob Melvin. That's something that should be no tolerance with AJ Preller. But you know what another big flaw of AJ Preller is? Again, we'll say it one more time. Loyalty over accountability. It should be accountability over loyalty. But he traded for Trent Grisham. He put his nuts on the line for trade for Trent Grisham. He traded a good player in Luis Urias. He traded a fantastic pitcher in Eric Lauer. And Trent Grisham sucks. But you know what? I traded for him, so I have to give him 300 plus at-bats, even though he hasn't sniffed the Mendoza line. You want to know why? Because he's my trade, and if I bench him, I look bad. That's AJ Preller. Loyalty over accountability. At all times. At all times. But you know who AJ Preller has a short leash for? Some guy he doesn't find. Some guy in the minors that they signed into a minor league deal in Trace Thompson, who the team gave 16 at-bats to, and Preller said, fuck this, I'm done. He only had one hit in 16 at-bats. But Trent Grisham has 20 hits and 300 at-bats, and I'm going to let him start all year long. Now Trace Thompson's hitting 300 with 5-plus bombs for the Dodgers, and it's looking like a big-time piece to that World Series contender. But hey, AJ Preller has long leashes for the guys he likes, and he has short leashes for the guys he didn't acquire, because he's an egotistical fuck who's ignorant, stubborn, and driving this franchise financially, physiologically, psychologically, monetarily, and our pride into the ground. Into our ground. Pissed. I'm pissed right now. Oh, and by the way, everybody, let's go check in on the Bally Sports San Diego postgame show. The Padres have their worst loss of the year to the Colorado Rockies. But listen, everybody, Joe Musgrove, look at it. He's in good company, everybody. The Padres' lowest ERA before the All-Star break all time. Joe Musgrove, number 4, with a 2.42 ERA. Let's give a round of applause to San Diego's very own Joe Musgrove. Want me to say, this has been happening for the last 2-3 weeks, okay? And we'll get into the trade deadline again, but for people who are saying get Benintendi, for people who are saying get Benintendi, what are you saying? Andrew Benintendi is literally Adam Frazier 2.0. No slug, hitting way higher than his career average says he is. You're going to give up the farm. He's going to suck. This team's going to implode. None of that. None of that. Exactly, 619. Who traded Naylor, Turner, Freed, France, Renfro, Franmo? You forgot a lot of other ones. You forgot about Matt Brash. You know another one you forgot about? You forgot about Austin Riley, who has 25 home runs. He was a part of the San Diego Padres in that draft pick compensation. Who ruined our farm system? Who only has one winning season? And oh, and by the way, that one winning season was a 60-game season. I'm so done with AJ Preller. YouTube members, let's see some Preller clowns in the chat. We're going to go through this box score tonight. We're going to talk about, again, Trent Grisham literally being the only San Diego Padre with a hit. I mean, without a hit. I want to see everybody with the clown. This is such a clown Preller game. I want everyone, all my members, to get clown Prellers in the chat right now. Smash the like button. Get some clown Prellers in the chat right now. Unbelievable. By the way, you can gift YouTube memberships. Turn on the option in the chat. People will gift you memberships. So here's the thing, everybody. The Padres leave all of baseball, okay, with Padres left on base. But do you know what's something that I quite couldn't fathom? Y'all want to know what's something? You're too young to be stressing this much, homie. You don't know me. Welcome to the Hogwatch, man. This is what we do. By the way, Chargers episode with Quinn and Jammer, Lorenzo Neal coming out tomorrow. Here's the situation, okay? Here's the situation. It's a 6-6 game, okay? This team already collapsed. They already choked. And what do they decide to do? What do the Padres decide to do? They decide to bring in Taylor Scott, okay? A guy that they recently called up who has no proven track record, and who's literally allows three runs in an inning over Adrian Morahone. Now, Morahone allowed a run, but that is just ignorant managing. I don't care if Bob Melvin is the manager. I don't care if Bob Melvin is the manager. Let me catch up to donations now, everybody. Wesley with an unbelievable $200 donation. Drew down. Team makes me sick. So, Padres fans, I ask you right now, thank you for the donations. How concerned are you that this team's going to miss the postseason? One being not at all to 10 being, oh my goodness, this Padre team's going to miss the postseason once again. Why do we keep praising Bomel average at best? It's a deeper issue than that. Teams make me sick. It's making me sick. I cannot wait. Do you guys want to listen to Bob Melvin tonight on the postgame show? It should be a good one. Oh, and by the way, tomorrow it's bump day. It's Blake Snell tomorrow in a day game in Colorado in which CJ Cron come back, Chris Bryant come back, and the Padres have lost 14 out of their last 15 games at Coors Field, and they're likely going to lose 3 out of 4 tomorrow, and this season is imploding right in front of our very eyes. Oh, and by the way, we were promised we would get a Fernando Tatis Jr. injury update. We were promised. You want to know what happened to that? We heard nothing. You know what I'm starting to think? I don't know if Fernando Tatis Jr. is going to come back this year for the Padres. I genuinely, and I'm serious at this point, I don't even know if Fernando Tatis Jr. is going to come back for the Padres. We were promised, and they keep dragging it out. We said that it's going to be at least a month from when he starts swinging for him to come back. Right now, he ain't going to come back till September. I don't think Fernando's going to come back anymore. You heard it here first. I don't think they're going to play Tatis this year. I honestly don't think so. And you know, you got to start thinking about, like, now you got to really start thinking about this organization and where this team's headed to with AJ Preller. Because you have two options, right? You have two options. A, do I try and figure it out with Preller? Do we try, if I'm Peter Seiler, trying to figure it out with this incompetent fuck and try and find people around him to help bring him up? Or B, if you get rid of Preller, everybody, you got to tear it all down. You got to tear down everybody except Fernando and Machado and rebuild and see how you can replenish his system. Fernando, Machado, Abrams, and how can you work around all those guys? And that's going to be 3 to 5 year process. Machado's going to be 35. Tatis is going to be in the thick of his prime. His contract's already 25, 30. Here's AJ Preller when he came to San Diego, and here's his window now, and here's his window now, and here's his window now. No one can even script the way this Padres team, this organization's falling. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Can you guys hear Bob Melvin?
Pretty hard in the fifth. Can you guys hear Bob? Six got a couple guys on, and Nabil did a good job getting a couple outs. The big blow, obviously, was Iglesias home run to tie it.
Your thoughts of Joe's outing overall?
Can you guys hear that?
Cruising along like we've seen him so many times.
Hold on, everybody. Hold on. You're listening to Bob Melvin on the Post Game Show. Let me get it up. Let me get it up better. 1 second, everybody. I'm going to fix this for all y'all. We're listening to Bob Melvin on the San Diego Padres Hogwatch Post Game Show. I'm going to put my mic right next to it so all y'all can hear Bob Melvin. We're listening to him live on the Post Game Show.
And you feel good about it. Made him work pretty hard in the fifth. You know, six got a couple guys on, and Nabil did a good job getting a couple outs. The big blow, obviously, was Iglesias' home run to tie it.
Your thoughts of Joe's outing overall?
I don't care about Joe's outing. Keep going.
So, you know, first four innings were great.
It's in the base running, but is this more on the shoulders of the bullpen, or did some of those little things make a difference as well?
Well, we just couldn't hold him down, you know, after the – after.
I don't even care. I don't even care. I don't even care to hear it. I don't care.
It's not going to change anything. It's literally not going to change anything how I feel right now. I don't care. Honestly, I don't care. Joe was not good. The bullpen sucks. The bullpen sucks. And listen, to be positive, the bullpen's probably the one thing that can be improved internally with this team. You have so many guys injured right now. The bullpen's not fair. I mean, Rodgers and Garcia have been bad. Those are the only two guys have been healthy. Suarez is on the 60-day IL. Steven Wilson's been hurt for a while, right? You have a lot of guys out. Drew Pomeranz, Pierce Johnson. But here's what I don't understand. Here's what I don't understand. Why do I keep watching the San Diego Padres media? Because we need some new media asking these guys some hard-hitting questions. We are brainwashed cult people who are literally listening to this distorted media. What do you think the New York Mets are doing? What's so great? They're getting these YouTubers, he's getting these young guys to actually cover the team and have a podcast because people want to talk about what people want to fucking hear. No one gives a shit about Joe Musgrove allowing 5 runs today. We got to talk about the deeper problems. We got to talk about AJ Preller. We got to talk about that stupid decision making. I guarantee you, nobody asked Bob Melvin. I haven't even seen it. Nobody asked Bob Melvin, why is Taylor Scott coming in the game before Adrian Morahone? That's a big Bob Melvin blunder today. Oh, because matchups. No. No. Lynn and AC are decent. Bro, AC doesn't even know how to report news. Dennis Lynn's the best guy, and you have to pay to read his content. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. So, you know, Padres fans, I missed everybody. What did y'all have to say about, you know, your concern level with this team? And again, shout out Drew with the dono, JD and Wesley with the biggest donation, everybody. One more time, let's get rounds of W's for all those guys. Wesley with the biggest donation in the history of this channel. $200 holler says, all-star break can't come soon enough, man. This team is sad to watch. I got to go early tonight. I hope this makes you feel better. You are an absolute legend. 9, 10, 6. It's unbelievable. And honestly, I'm starting to believe that Jace Tingler could have been a scapegoat last year. I'm truly starting to believe that Jace Tingler was a scapegoat last year. And guys, I'm going to show you something again that's so incredibly alarming. You won't even believe this. Take a look at this. Take a look at everybody with hits today. The Padres fall to 50 and 40. Their season spiraling out of control. I believe they're 22 and 26 in their last 48 games. Take a look at this. Every single player had a hit on every team. Connor Joe with the hit. Iglesias 3. Blackman 2. Rogers 1. Everyone had a hit on Colorado. Everyone had a hit on San Diego except one guy and one guy only, and that's Trent Grisham, who sucks defensively. He's played every single game this year for the San Diego Padres. He's started in 84 of the 90 games. He's pinch hitted in 6 of the other 6 games. He is hitting 190. He's hitting 190. The only reason he's been in is because he's third in the team in home runs because the team can't slug for their motherfucking lives. He's hitting 190. He's an awful defender. And you know what? I can't believe it. The AJ Preller loves him. AJ Preller loves him. And you know what, everybody? This guy came into the season as people saying a top 10 center fielder in baseball. He's a bottom 5 center fielder in baseball. He's pathetic. And I say it again about Trent Grisham. You know what's even worse? You want to know what's even worse? The dude doesn't even care. I mean, take a look at these advanced numbers, everybody. These are pathetic. His chase rate, he doesn't strike out because the dude literally can't ever connect on any pitch. His outfielder jumps now average. His sprint speed is that's such baloney. I mean, take a look at these numbers. This is horse. This is gross. This is gross. He's also a heavy pull hitter. He sucks. I'm done with him. And people say, oh my God, the Padres are unlucky because they're missed. They have a lot of guys injured. No, that's San Diego for you. I've talked about it in all my offseason streams. We had Kevin Acey come on. Why do all these Padres guys get hurt? Because Mark Rogo is still their head trainer. Get Mark Rogo out of town too. I'm so done with Mark Rogo. This organization needs a cleanse. This organization doesn't need minor tweaks. This organization needs a cleanse. So Potter's fans, I ask you, are you ready for another 3 to 5 year cleanse in hopes of finally finding the right guy? Or are you ready to just be blue balled and maybe be an 85 win team, get in the postseason 1 year and absolutely get swept by the Braves? That's my question to you. This is, you have the best player in baseball and we're going to waste this guy's career because we have organizational flaws. We have an incompetent leader. Even get fucking Mark Rogo out of town. You guys saw the Jurickson Profar injury. They literally moved this guy's neck. He could have freaking almost died. He could have got internal brain bleeding and they literally start tilting his neck back and forth and they have him stand up and the dude literally just collapses. Like, are you serious? That Profar injury goes to show you how flawed this team is, top to bottom. Sandy Potter says, what worked in 1998? You know what worked? Me not being alive probably worked. I think right as I stepped onto this earth, I literally just cursed this team. I'm sorry. But you start to see the beauty of baseball. You start to see how important it is not just to have good personnel, but to have competency, to have leadership, to have accountability, to have people, right? To have people who know how to lead an organization in the right direction, to be able to find leaders who are not stubborn and to be able to find leaders who don't have that big of an ego, but have confidence and who are able to understand how to delegate power efficiently. I'm in the corporate America. A lot of us are in corporate America. What's something that we don't understand? There's a lot of people, everybody, in corporate America. And I know if you guys are higher up in the ranks, listen, you're going to meet a lot of talented people in corporate America, but you're going to find a lot of those talented people who are just good at what they do, but they're not good leaders. Once they have to start managing people, managing projects, that's when they start getting overwhelmed and exposed. But if they're doing individual stuff without collaboration, without having to delegate power and information to other people, that's when they're successful. That's AJ Preller. He's a great scout. He's not a great manager. And that's the biggest issue. He's a great baseball mind. He's great at identifying talent, but when it comes to delegating roles, information, power, and being able to understand that he doesn't know everything, that's his biggest flaw, and that's why this organization's handicapped, and that's why we're going to be fuck all and maybe 1 year an 86-win team with a north of $200+ million payroll. But the thing is, the people who keep defending that Cornell graduate asshole idiot are still just, they're looking at themselves in the mirror and be like, holy shit, I'm running out of ammunition to even defend this motherfucker. But hey, let's defend that motherfucker, huh? Let's defend him. They ain't rocket science, guys. And listen, I I've been very, very vulgar tonight. I'm sorry, but you know it's coming out tonight. It just is what it is with AJ Preller. I want more clown Prellers in the chat. I want all of my members to get some clown Prellers in the chat. I'm telling you, he's a great guy. Okay, he's a great guy. I'm not knocking him as a person, and it's not his fault. Like, AJ Preller is trying. AJ Preller's trying. And I commend Peter Seidler for spending money. But the issue is, this organization, they need to start to understand that he just ain't going to get it done in this role. And every year that drags on, we get more sucked in, we get more sucked in. And you're going to have to get to a point where you're just going to have to make a tough decision and tell yourself that it ain't ever going to happen with AJ Preller. And that's the biggest issue. You're literally, and you're in Machado's prime. You're in Machado's prime right now. I mean, some of the names on this roster to have a $200 million payroll is really pathetic. Is really pathetic. I mean, guys, you know it's bad. Listen, Esther Ruiz is probably going to be a really good player. But you know it's bad when we're literally needing to call him up so fast because we literally fucking suck. Taylor Scott is our seventh inning guy right now because we suck. It's really bad. And it doesn't help when your ace Joe Musgrove gets lit up. But I always said it early on in the year, everybody, just wait till this starting pitching goes from immaculate to just average. This team's going to start getting exposed. And I'll admit it, I get high when the team plays well, and I'll get low when the team plays well. But throughout the highs and throughout the lows, we did remain consistent by saying that. We did. And there it is. They're just not resilient. They're just not resilient. And here it is, everybody. Our season, where this team goes, is going to be where we're going to find out in the next 3 weeks. And here's my biggest concern with AJ Preller. AJ Preller ain't fighting for this team at this point. AJ Preller is fighting for his job. And what does that mean in terms of traits? AJ Preller can 100%, oh my goodness, sell out and just give up the farm to get some bets. And he may fuck this franchise. You would hope that Peter Seidler, you would hope that Peter Seidler has the audacity to shut it down. Bro, I've been talking about it for a long time. Welcome to the Hogwatch, buddy. Welcome to the Hogwatch. So again, Padres fans, here's the moral of the story. Is this season salvageable? Sure. Will this team win a World Series as long as AJ Preller is leading the group? Never. And I've always stood firm with that. And that's why so many people on Twitter hate me. But I've always stood firm with that. By the way, everybody, make sure you follow Hog on Instagram at the Hogwatch. Please shoot me a follow on Instagram. And here's what I posted today. Preller every trade deadline. Padres fans, we're getting our hopes up, and I'm trying to give you guys optimism and hope, but I'm also trying to be realistic and give you guys the truth. So go ahead and follow me on Instagram. Also go ahead and follow me on Twitter at the Hogwatch. This was the thumbnail tonight. Not even Shakespeare. F. Scott Fitzgerald. Nobody can script the way the San Diego Padres are losing these baseball games, everybody. Nobody. But hey, we got City Connects. So you look at Mickey Coke. You look at all these other people defending AJ Preller because he's AJ Preller's seventh best friend. I feel for Preller, but he's truly, truly now running out of options. He's truly, thank you, Manny. Thank you. Appreciate it, man. He's truly running out of options. So, Padres fans, what do you do? Let's seriously talk about this and seriously think about something here. Okay? I don't even want to talk about tonight's game. Think about something here. Let's say this team wins 84 games and they don't make the postseason. Right now, the Cardinals are better than the Padres. The Phillies are better than the Padres. The Padres are going down. So here's something I'd ask you. If this Padre team missed the postseason, would you A, keep Preller and hope we can figure it out? Or B, fire Preller and probably be mediocre for the next 3 to 5 years until we find more stability in the city of San Diego? It's a serious question. This guy never wins in trades. He's an awful trader. And every time he wins in trades, he fucks up medicals. He screws it up. He manipulates teams. And you know what's another issue with AJ Preller, everybody? Listen to this. Only 6 to 7 teams want to do business with him. You want to know why? Because he manipulates people. He lies about medicals. He has a bad rap. People don't like to do business with him. And the only teams that do business with AJ Preller are the ones who fleece AJ Preller. Cleveland, talk about Josh Naylor and Cal Quantrill, Franmil Reyes. Ugh. Seattle, talk about Matt Brash. For Austin Nola, you give up Ty France, who's literally a superstar in this league now. Ugh. I mean, talk about Boston. Ugh. I'm trying to think of other teams that just absolutely torment us. And talk about Tampa Bay that tormented us. We somehow got Cronenworth from them, yet we were fucking him up too. Bryce with the $10 holler says, I dislike Preller, but to be fair, the team kind of sold him. The players are just bad. Hosmer sucks, can't do anything. Will won Rookie of the Year, then sucked. Machado only won that came through. And you want to know why they sucked, Bryce? You're feeding into my argument, man. And again, let's get some W's for Bryce. Thank you so much for the $10 holler. Bryce, please hear me out, man. Bryce, there was nobody in their right minds who was offering Eric Hosmer more than 6 years. But AJ Preller gets manipulated and thinks that's the case. He has to give Hosmer 8 years. Okay? No one. I played basketball with AJ Preller that year, and I was begging him not to give Hosmer the 8th year. Let's beg him not to give him a 7th year. But you know, at the time, Bryce, AJ Preller had so much money to spend. He got excited. It's kind of like the kid who gets $5,000 for their bar mitzvah, but they spend $4,500 of it on a Gucci belt and a Gucci t-shirt rather than putting $3,000 of that away into the S&P 500 and then spending the other $2,000. AJ Preller was the young, immature, stubborn little bitch who gave up a huge ton of that cap into Eric Hosmer because he wanted to secure him to have, and he wanted to make a big splash, even though it wasn't the right baseball move, but it was the right morale move in trying to win the city over. It was a selfish move. That was the big issue with the Hosmer deal. Eric Hosmer was never good. He was coming off a great year in Kansas City, but if you look at his track record, he never elevated the ball in a league that was directing towards a league where you needed to slug. The team kind of sold him. What do you mean? Peter Seidler kind of sold his fucking soul to AJ Preller. There's never been a manager, a general manager in the city of San Diego who's had the audacity, the power, and the resources as AJ Preller has had. He has $200+ million to dabble with every single year. Yet, you know what? They said, you know what? Can't do shit with it. The players are just bad. That's a developmental issue. And you know who that starts with, Bryce? That starts with your man, AJ Preller. It starts with your man, AJ Preller. You look at developmental issues, right, with this team. It starts from AJ Preller. Because you want to know why, Bryce? He's hiring scouting guys. He's hiring development guys. He's hiring the analytics guys. He's hiring the guys who helps with shapes with pitches. Why do you think Cal Quantrill was in San Diego and he says, I never understood what the shape of my pitches were? He was a 5 ERA pitcher, right? And now Cal Quantrill goes to Cleveland, in which there is development. There is technology. There is the holographic technology. And what happens? He becomes a 3.2 ERA pitcher and a frontline starter. The Padres were very good at identifying talent, Bryce. But the issue is because of AJ Preller's hires, his ignorance, his stubbornness, and not surrounding himself around the right people, he was never really good at helping that talent come to fruition. The only person who was able to overcome it was Fernando Tatis Jr. because he's a generational god who should not belong on planet Earth. Will one rookie of the year then sucked? Sure. But why are you giving up so much for a guy who's coming off one good year in the major leagues? It's sample size. Machado's the only one that came through, and it came with a massive price tag, and he was already established. Okay. So I hope that helps answer your question, everybody. Again, welcome to the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show. Please, guys, consider joining the Padres Hogwatch members. We're going to start doing member-exclusive live streams during the week of the trade deadline. Lock in for those. They're going to be absolutely insane member-exclusive posts. And also, it's just a way to help me out, support me out on the channels. I'm trying to grow this thing. Maybe one day I'll do this full-time. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you smash the subscribe button, smash the like button. Follow me on my socials again, everybody. Follow me on Twitter at the Hogwatch. Let's get the road to 3,000 Twitter followers. Follow me on Instagram as well at the Hogwatch for year-round Padres content. It's a really, really sad time to be a Padres fan, everybody. Are the Padres officially collapsing? It really seems like it. Again, this is Preller at every trade deadline. These are Padres fans talking about it. A really, really sad time, Padres fans. So what's the deal now? Thank you, Derek. I'm telling you. Why? It's a little ironic that Tampa Bay sucks, but all these hires come from Tampa Bay. Farhad Zaidi, Andrew Friedman, right? Who's the Red Sox GM? Tampa Bay. There's only a few organizations that are very good top to bottom. The Dodgers, right? The Red Sox, the Astros, the Rays, the Cleveland. What this team needs to do is they need to start getting those guys from those organizations. Why has our pitching been good? Whoa, won't you know? Our pitching coach was from the Cleveland organization. You need to start getting guys from these organizations, even if that means overpaying. I'm way more open to overpaying for coaches in the right spots than overpaying for players. At the end of the day, look at teams like the Baltimore Orioles. They're a better baseball team right now than the San Diego Padres, yet we have five times the amount of talent as them. But it's because they're being ran and they're playing well and they know what they're doing. This team is this whole Padre organization is a bunch of chickens with their heads cut off. I'm telling you, I keep going back to the Jurickson Profar injury. The amount of unprofessional shit that went on during that injury was just mind-boggling. They're moving this guy's head. They're not stabilizing his neck. The reason I keep bringing that up, everybody, is because that encapsulates the issue of the San Diego Padres. That's exactly what's going on in their offices in terms of the baseball operations. That's all I had to see. And you know what's so sad? You know what's so sad? This team has a payroll. This team has a payroll of over $200 million. Okay? $200 million. Listen to this. You guys want to listen to this? Eric Hosmer and Will Myers have a combined contract value of $200 million. They've combined for 7 home runs this year. You want to hear that one more time? Eric Hosmer and Will Myers have a combined total contract value of $200 million. They're combined for 7 home runs this year. Jack Sawinski, in which we threw in as the throw-in in the Adam Frazier deal, has a total salary of $500K. And he has double the home runs of 14. It's not all about throwing money and hoping it works. It's about identifying talent. And I'm not asking to be a general manager. I don't know enough about baseball. But all I would ask is to just be able to talk to somebody in that organization and get in their head and express to them what I'm thinking. If I can get Peter Seidler just to talk to him, because I can help guide him. I promise. I don't know shit, guys. But there's some things that even the average hog can know. And if I'm, and listen to this, if I'm Peter Seidler, what the hell do I do? What the hell do I do? What the hell do I do? It's unbelievable. Thank you, guys. Would you guys want me to make a video deconstructing this organization, disgusting ways? Guys, we're just getting started. We're just getting started on tonight's stream. We are just getting started on tonight's stream again. This is going to be nuts. This is going to be nuts. Guys, we're going to be breaking down this whole team tonight. Literally sit back, relax. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show. We're getting crazy. We're getting crazy tonight, okay? I have never seen this is the worst loss of the year. I mean, this loss just goes to show you how pathetic this organization is. I'm trying to get some other people on who are going to come on and destroy AJ Preller. I mean, destroy AJ Preller. But again, this organization's in a tough spot right now. Can they turn it around? Is this season salvageable? Does Bob Melvin wish he would have retired rather than come to San Diego? And you know what's the biggest storyline? You know what's the biggest storyline? Is Fernando Tatis Jr. even going to play this year? Is there enough information? You should do a video talking about AJ's trades. Remember that Kimbrel and Upton trade? Absolutely. Of course I remember that trade. But that's when he was just getting started and trying to figure it out. That's when he was just gutting his farm system. You want to know why he did that in 2016? Because he wanted his own guys. Because he wanted his own guys. That was the biggest issue with him in 2016. How do you always give up this league? Hog for Potter's Gym. Keep doing what you're doing, Hog. This team needs a clear voice. Hey, this team just needs an honest voice. This team needs an honest voice. Again, I still cannot believe who's making up these lineups. It's the front office. It's Preller's people. You take a look at Trent Grisham. Why is he leading off? Why is he leading off? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Do you guys want some people to come on the show right now? Do you guys want me to invite some people to come on the show right now and rant? I mean, I'll invite people to come on the show. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, okay? I just don't know why he's leading off. Does anybody want to call in here? If anybody wants to call in right now, I'm in the Discord. I'm in the Discord, everybody. Guys, go ahead and join the San Diego Padres Discord. I'll put the link to the Discord right now, and I'll let people call in and talk and share their opinions. Guys, this is a night for all of you guys to come on the show and vent. This is a night for all of y'all to come on the show and vent. So, I don't know. Wow, we have a Nate Dogg sighting, man. What's up, buddy? Oh, you already know I strongly disagree with AJ. Doesn't need to be fired. If you do that, all of us are back here every night for the next 5 years complaining about how we should have kept AJ. Glick's out right now. Glick's out right now. He's out right now. I don't think he's going to come on. I'll ask. Hog, you already know I saw. So you guys don't think AJ needs to be fired? Interesting. I disagree. At the end of the day, it really depends how much patience y'all have. Do y'all have patience? It's up to you. I don't know. I don't know. This team's in trouble. Does this team make the postseason, everybody? Yes or no? Right now. All 260 of y'all right now. Padres fans, lock in. Again, we're just getting started on the Padres Hogwatch postgame show. Does this San Diego Padres team make the postseason? And I'm scared 2020. I'm scared 2020 masked what the big issues of this team are. Alfredo says they make it. Enrique says no. Luis says no. Goof says no. Wow. Wow. It's not good. It's not good. I mean, guys, we came into this year with a AAA outfield. We came into this year with a AAA outfield. And what do you know? He made no moves to fix him. And I want to also give I wanted to apologize to absolutely fucking nobody, okay? Padres.eth on Twitter absolutely rips me all the time, bullies me, keeps ripping on me for saying that Voit sucks. Quick question for you, man. How do you do? How do you do? I've been wrong a lot this year. But for those who, when I'm wrong, or for those who are when they're right, try and rip me, fuck you. Luke Voit's been piss poor. Piss. He sucks. The dude cannot hit. He strikes out. The slug completely went bye-bye. This team needs to find any answer they can. That's why I'm saying Joey Gallo. I mean, he can't be that much worse than Luke Voit. You got to give him a shot. You got to give him a shot, Padres fans. I know we don't want him. Trade for Gallo. Trade for Bell. Let's hope it happens. Nan with the $5 Canadian. Hollis says, regardless of how this team fares this season, Preller must be held accountable. Fire him or at least relegate him to a scout. Keep it up, Hawk. Thank you, Nan. Thank you for all your support of the channel. But I'm telling you, this was the situation last year, Nan. And my concern is how high of an affinity Peter Seidler has for AJ Preller. That's the biggest issue. How high of an affinity Peter Seidler has for AJ Preller. So I don't know if he's going to fire him. That's the biggest concern. That's the largest concern in my opinion. I don't know if he's going to do it. I honestly don't know if he has the balls to do it. Thank you so much for your donation. So I don't know. Brian, come join the Discord. Anybody, come join the Padres Discord. I would love to hear what you guys have to say. I would love to hear what anybody has to say. Morshu, anybody, come in the Discord. It's your guys' night as well, not just my night to vent. We're 50 and 40. This team is 22 and 26 in their last 48 games. They're spiraling out of control. Their starting pitching was perfect, and now it's just average. Their offense has been piss poor, and now it's under even piss poor, and their bullpen was lights out for the first 2 months of the year. They got overused, and now their bullpen sucks. Everyone's hurt. Wilson, Pomeranz, Johnson, Suarez, and now they're relying on their only two good arms and Garcia and Rogers, and they have a combined 10 plus ERA together in their last 15 games. So not only you have nobody in your bullpen except Chrismet, who allowed a three-run shot, now you're starting guys like Taylor Scott. You're having a guy like Tim Hill that took 20 pitches to get one out. He had a runner on first and third. He barely got out with one out. He just had to get one out, and he barely did. This bullpen is shit. And Charmaine brings up a glorious point, too. It's not that Fernando won't be back till September and not play at all this year. It's that we were lied to by this organization. AJ Preller, yeah, you know, it typically takes about 3 months for this. Shut the fuck up, dude. It's month number four. He's not swinging. The only sign of Fernando swinging was a picture I posted on Twitter that absolutely blew up, and it was Fernando going behind the team's back and fucking swinging. And the team had to cover it up by telling Kevin Acey to say soft swings or whatever the adjective was, because I just exposed that organization. This organization's a fucking mess. They have little Joes like me exposing them on Twitter. This team is fucking dead.
Hog?
I can't even hear you. I can't even hear you, Glick. Fix your muted. I don't know. Fix your volume, Glick. This team is dead to me.
I'm here. The mic's on.
Talk. This team's dead.
I don't know.
Flip your phone sideways and go to town.
Okay. I don't know. The bullpen was horrible tonight. Just absolutely horrible. Hold on. Mike, if I put it like this.
Glick's drunk at a bar. He's drinking away the stress. This team is piss poor. And I'm so fucking done with AJ Preller. Chow, let's get some W's for Glick. I mean, but you know what I was going to say? The Fernando thing, they're lying to us about that too.
I'm at a loss for words with what happened tonight. I mean, what you mentioned earlier on stream, why do we bring Scott in the bullpen?
Yeah.
It makes no sense. And, like, why can't we win in Colorado? What is this, like, pixie dust that we can't win here?
Glick, this team's cursed. Hey, and you don't want to be negative. They're collapsing. They're collapsing in front of our very eyes again. Just say it, Glick. Just finally say it, Glick.
They are sort of collapsing. But, like, I don't want to use that word. Though. It's a C word. I don't want to use it. But, I mean, just tonight was really, really bad. One of the worst losses of the year. Last night, I thought, was. And this year, or tonight, had to be up there in the top five. Just the bullpen was atrocious. Again, not getting extra base hits. It's a tough one, bro.
Look, I know you got to go in a little bit, but just like you know, we keep saying, like, every night, like, we keep saying that, you know, tonight could have been the worst loss of the season.
Yeah.
And then every night we keep topping it. I mean, maybe this is just a trend. You remember that loss in Arizona a week or so ago when they blew that huge game? Like, this is just trends. This is just trend. Let's get the chicks on stream too, Glick. Tell them what's good.
No. Sorry. I was making sure I could hear you.
Hey, guys. By the way, guys, Adam Glick told me, he texted me, he said, if the Rockies score 10 runs when they literally had 2 runs, I'll go hit on a chick. I'll go hit on the girl I want to talk to tonight. Glick, the Rockies score 10 runs. You got to do it live on stream, Glick.
No, not live on stream, but I will do it. Let's keep it down. Okay, but anyway. It's really tough, and I want to be positive about this team, but, like, oh my god, but I can't. They frustrate me so much. And, like, what happened tonight? Where's the bullpen? Where's the clutch hitting? I love Mazzara. He's the only good player on this team. But oh my god.
So does this team make the postseason?
No,
Glick. Just be cut. Let it come from the heart. Thank you so much for the $5 holler, sexy boy. Appreciate it, Glick. Come on, Glick. Does this team make the postseason? Don't suck everyone off. Be honest here.
Okay. As of right now, if they don't make any, like, significant moves at the deadline, they do not make postseason. I need to see a few moves at the deadline to make me believe this team makes postseason. Right now, with this current roster, even with the return of Tatis, they don't make the postseason, in my opinion.
Go hit on one. We're watching, Glick.
And I'll do my best. But, guys, please, donate to Hawk. Great channel. And make the Padres win. Why do I have to live with this? I have to drink my sorrows away.
And, Glick, last thing. The slogan on the channel was, why not us? It's starting to feel like, why us? Why us?
I know. What have we done so bad in society to deserve this fate? I don't know.
Look, I generally don't know. Like, I did community service. I worked with refugees.
Me too. I'm
bilingual. I try and donate to the community. I go to the soup kitchen. I go to Father Joe's. I do the Salvation Army. And what do I get? I get a $200 million plus payroll. We can't fucking play baseball. What do I need to do more? What do I need to do? How can I give back to this fucking community more to see a winning product, to see a pennant? Anything.
1,000%. I will do anything to see a Padres World Series. You name it, I'll do it. Book it. I'm out for tonight. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, go talk to her. Go talk to her. Let them nuts hang drop, unlike Trent Grisham's bitch ass.
Yeah, I hate Grisham. Oh my god. Thank you for having me, Hawk. Good luck.
Good night. There's your little quick Glick appearance, everybody, on the Padres Hogwatch postgame show, man. This is unbelievable shit, man. This is a stream for the ages right now, man. This is a stream for the ages. I literally, like, the Rockies had 2 runs. Glick texts me. He's like, if the Rockies scored 10 runs, I'm going to hit on this chick I've never been able to hit on. He's fucking, he has to let him hang tonight because the Rockies scored 10. There's Adam Glick on the Padres Hogwatch postgame show. So, listen, 3 weeks ago, Glick was saying this team's special. Glick was trying to remain positive. He was trying to be that voice for all. Now he's starting to hedge. This team is 50-40. They were almost 20 games over 500 last time in Wrigley. They're playing sub 500 ball over their last 2 months of the year. Shit is going backwards. Bob Melvin's starting to sound like a broken record on the postgame reports. Valley Sports San Diego is talking about Joe Musgrove and his great pitching because they have no idea how to address this team's woeful issues. And then you have AJ Preller, who's an incompetent person who has literally 17 more days to save his job. This team is brain dead right now. They cannot run the bases. They cannot hit the ball. They fucking hate each other. There's no camaraderie in the clubhouse. They're trying to have fun. I don't see a lot of pictures being taken anymore. I don't see a lot of people smiling. I don't see a lot of bucket hats on. And what I do see more is team meetings. And you know what I saw after a team meeting? I saw a team lose its worst baseball game of the year tonight. That, folks, is not good. And at this point, I've never wanted Tommy Pham back more in San Diego. And that's disgusting of me to say. The team needs anything they can get. The team needs anything they can get. Give up the farm for Brandon Drury. Do anything you can get. Why can't we just go on a win streak? You know, why can't we just go on a win streak? Like the Orioles, like the Mariners. Those teams are less talented, but they're going on a crazy run. And you know what's, you know how you know it's getting bad? You guys want to know how it's getting bad? When Don Rosillo and Mark Grant are literally pissed off announcing the games. Rodgers can't close either, can I? Who should we get at the deadline? So many options. Guys, I posted a trade deadline video today. It's got well over 1,000 views already. Thank you guys so much for the support in the video. I talked about six different trade options for the Padres in the bullpen. I'll give you two right now, and I'll put the link to the video right here. Alex Colome and Michael Fulmer, two rentals you can get pretty cheap, having great years. Colome for the Rockies, Fulmer for the Tigers. There are so many options out there, guys. There are so many options out there. Bednar in Pittsburgh, Will Crow, Scott Barlow for the Royals. I mean, there are so many options out there. There's no excuses. But the thing is, I don't think the bullpen's the biggest issue because we have a lot of internal guys ready to come. The biggest issue is this offense, and it's fucked. Because even you take a look at tonight, how bad the pitching was, they should have scored a lot more than that because they had so many singles. You need to slug. But Hog, where's the money come from? That's the issue. The money's already been spent. That's why this team's in trouble, bro. Because they spent it all on their staff. You trade for Blake Snell, who has $12 million this year, $16 million next year. You give up the farm for him. You trade for Yu Darvish, who has $26 million on his deal. You know, you trade for all – you sign Eric Hosmer. You sign Will Myers, right? And then you have the Tatis contract starting to trigger in. But it's the ancillary moves, everybody, that really fucked AJ Preller in addition to that. You know what it is? It's the $7 million a year for Ha-Sung Kim over the 4 years. This guy's a really, really average baseball player. But, hey, he has a higher WAR than Bo Bichette, right? So you Ha-Sung Kim, that contract hurts. You want to know about another contract that really hurts you? Drew Pomeranz, $10 million a year for 4 years. The dude literally cannot even play a baseball game for the San Diego Padres. He was great in 2020, but you know who else was great in 2020? Eric Hosmer. You know who else was great in 2020? Will Myers. 2020 is a fluke of year. You know who else was great in 2020? Luke Voit. So you take a look at Drew Pomeranz. You take a look at Ha-Sung Kim. You take a look at the small mistakes, and those are the AJ Preller blunders that is really handicapping this team. And you traded for Sean Manaea, who was a number two starter in Oakland, and he's pitching like a number four this year. Now, I think Sean Manaea's been super like solid-ish, but he's kind of pitching like a number four this year. So is what it is, man. By the way, talk about all those guys. Remember, I sent out a tweet saying AJ Preller's fucked, not verbatim. And people were always like, you know what? People were always like, listen, who built that Padres rotation? Who did it? Guys, AJ Preller literally bought high on everybody. Yu Darvish. He gave up the farm for Mike Clevinger. He gave up the farm for Blake Snell. The only homegrown guy in our rotation is Mackenzie Gore. And the jury's still out on him. Everyone else is traded for. Joe Musgrove. I'm fine with the Musgrove trade, but we gave up David Bednar, who's literally won't be a free agent until 2027, and he's one of the best relievers in the game. So, no, Charmaine, because Baltimore, why would Baltimore sell? Call me crazy. Baltimore's a postseason team. Baltimore's going to finish third in the AL East. Call me crazy. Call me crazy. Baltimore's going to finish third in the AL East behind Boston and New York. Toronto's trending down. Tampa Bay's trending down. Call me freaking crazy. You can't sacrifice the farm. What happens when winter hits? I don't know. I don't know, man. You know, it's what it is. Bryce says, crazy they paid Kim $7 million, Nick Martinez $6 million, but they couldn't cough that up for Jock. Another great point. Jock Peterson, $6.5 million. But something about our analytics team didn't quite like it. They didn't quite like him. And Jock's hit 17 home runs in San Francisco. So it is what it is. You make a great point, Bryce. You make a great point, Bryce. Padres fans. I mean, I've truly run out of words. This one came from the heart tonight. And again, I really hope you subscribe to the channel, follow me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter. I'll have a lot of bad Twitter takes. Just like tonight, I said Hassan Kim's a bad defender. I make some bad takes, man. I get roasted on Twitter. I love it. It's just frustrating. But we have the MLB draft to look forward to. Dylan, let's go. Woohoo! Should we draft Kumar Rocker and have him pitch for the Padres this year? Like, we're digging deep now, right? We are digging deep. When we're getting excited about Esteri Ruiz, listen, there's a lot to be excited about, but when we're getting excited about him, when we're getting excited about potentially drafting Kumar Rocker so he can help us this year, I mean, listen, we're digging deep. AJ Puller's got to let his nuts hang on the table and admit that this dude's flawed. So at this point, Padres fans, I don't know what to tell you anymore. I don't know what to tell you anymore. Seattle did not go through a rough patch. What do you mean, Jordan? Seattle sucked for the first 2 months of the season. Seattle sucked. They were like 10 games under 500 all year long, and they started playing great baseball. Honestly, after the suspensions, they played great baseball. It brought them together. It brought them together. Appreciate it, Renee. So, you know, I don't know what's going to help bring this team together at this point. Right? Manny Machado, Eric Hosmer, we're probably, you know, leading some team meeting today. Well, I'll tell you, Trent Grisham was not at that meeting. Or if he was bubbling up a little Bing Rip. You know what the fuck that dude is doing right now. And I'm sick of him. If it was any other GM, he would be in AAA right now. They sent Luke Voit stayed in Luke Voit went to AAA for a little bit. Luke Voit went to AAA for a little bit to figure out his swing. It didn't work, but they called him back up. Why can't Trent Grisham? Huh? Why can't Trent Grisham? So why us? It ain't why not us. Why us? One other thing I'd say, everybody, is that 60% of people who watch me are not subscribed to the channel. Please subscribe. We're on the road to 5,000 YouTube subscribers, everybody. We have Chargers legend Quentin Jammer on the show tomorrow with Lorenzo Neal. I'll be going to training camp as well. We'll be covering the MLB trade deadline, guys. We're your Southern California sports hub, Mecca. You know, I'm Borna. They call me a Hogster. I'm kind of doing this little media thing, going on this ride with y'all. Thank you so much for supporting me. Listen, this was a tough one tonight, Padres fans, and this rant was much needed. But this is the sentiment that I've been sharing with y'all for a long time. It just came out a little more so tonight because it had to be said. It had to be said. And Padres fans, it's going to be very interesting to see kind of what direction this team goes the next 3 weeks. This is a very important time. I'm hearing some people on Padres saying, just sell it. Just sell at this point, which is obviously ridiculous and you shouldn't do that. But the question now is, how much should they buy? Because should they really go all in, or should they have to be like, you know what, maybe we need to figure this out internally and maybe make some quick ancillary moves. Listen, Joey Gallo, that he should be a Padre tomorrow. Just get it done. Call New York, get it done, whatever they need to do. It's not going to be expensive. Get him into town, and hopefully he can start hitting a little bit for the Padres. Whatever they need to do, get him here. Just get him here and figure it out, okay? That's a bat you got to get. Now, You know, these next 17 days are going to be so interesting. They're going to be so interesting. If I see Trent Grisham in the lineup tomorrow, I'm going to puke. CJ Abrams, really starting to come around with the bat, needs to be more cognizant on the base paths. Okay? Needs to be more cognizant on the base paths. And at the end of the day, everybody, this just feels like last year a little bit. This feels like last year just a little bit. And I want to make one more note on Joey Gallo. Joey Gallo has been awful. I mean, awful. But you know what, Padres fans? He would be second in home runs on this team, and he's having a piss poor season. And he would be second in home runs on the San Diego Padres. Pretty crazy, huh? Pretty crazy. It goes to show you how important slug is. The Padres lose to the Giants on that night. They lose 6-3. That we win 6-3. If Machado doesn't hit that three-run shot, everybody, go ahead and join the San Diego Padres Hogwatch Discord. We have people putting gifts saying that they're drinking tonight. They have people streaming me on stream. Jeff, I'm head out. Everyone's heading out tonight. You are fired. People talking about AJ Preller. If you have not joined the San Diego Padres Hogwatch Discord, everybody, please join the Padres Hogwatch Discord. We almost have 800 people in this. It's the number one group chat for the San Diego Padres. ADHD saying we're so bad, even though ADHD is saying that this team can win a World Series 2 days ago. The dude's more volatile than cryptocurrencies are now. And speaking of cryptocurrencies, they're in the shitter, similar to the San Diego Padres. Bring out the coffin, start digging the grave. The San Diego Padres are in lots of trouble. Ty France was a Padre. Naylor was a Padre. Quantrill was a Padre. Munoz was a Padre. Brash was a Padre. Suwinski was a Padre. Bednar was a Padre. Turner was a Padre. Austin Riley was a Padre. Corey Kluber was a Padre. Rizzo was a Padre. And unfortunately, I'm a Padre. Padres fans, take care of yourself. I want to give you words of encouragement, but I don't know if I got them. I don't know if I got them right now. You know, I tell y'all to keep the faith, but it's hard for me to keep the faith right now. It's incredibly hard for me to keep the faith right now. I'm losing hope. And that's how I feel right now. Little old SpongeBob lives in Bikini Bottom, but at times he's hit rock bottom. And this is very similar to all the streaming we did last year. Lots of days of rock bottom. Lots and lots of days of rock bottom. Who is the hogwash? Who fucking cares? The San Diego Padres organization is the hogwash tonight. Who cares? I'm not even doing that tonight. And on the other side of this, the Dodgers, miracle. Special team. This isn't luck, everybody. There's a reason why this happens. So, Padres fans, find a way. Yes, Don Kim. One more round, everybody. Another massive W. Another unbelievable massive W for Wesley Larks and his unbelievable $200 holla. And everybody who always donates, Drew Down, you've donated well more than $200 on the channel. Always $20 hollers, always supporting me. And I know your health is in a better spot. Thank you for all your donations. Wesley, Bryce, you know, Mateo, JD, everybody who supports me from the ground up. I really appreciate your guys' donations, your support. And I know I get hammered on Twitter a lot, but the fact that we have a very strong community and it's getting stronger and you guys support me. Listen, everybody, this is where it's tough right now. This is where you got to come together and this is where you need to keep the faith. So let's get one more big round of W's for Wesley in the chat. Ashley, I hope you're having a great night. Charmaine, I hope you're having a great night. David, Enrique, and listen, I hope that I was able to help make your night just a little bit better, because here's one thing and one thing only, and I want to talk about why I started the Hogwatch YouTube channel. It's literally for reasons like tonight. I'd be watching these games at home. I'd be watching these games with my friends, and I literally would watch a game like this, and I would not know what to do with myself. I literally would be scared. I would do something really bad, and I would hurt myself. I would do something stupid. I'd go panic. I'd throw something, and tonight is the exact reason. Tonight is the exact reason. Thank you so much for subscribing. Is the reason I started this YouTube channel. Is literally the exact reason like tonight. I'm able to scream. I'm able to cry. I'm able to vent. I'm able to chat for over 75 minutes. And you know what that does? It at least helps me put me in peace. It puts me at peace. It helps me accept. It helps me know that, you know what, this is it. This is who we are. And this is what I have to live with. But at least I'm going through it with hundreds of other people. We can chat about it. We can make fun of it together and we can play it off together. And at least we can go to bed and sleep just a little bit better that night. So everybody, this is our therapy. And I hope you enjoyed the free session. It's been your boy Hog, everybody. Good night. Take care. I love you all. And try. Dig down. Dig a little deeper. And keep the faith. It's been your boy Hog, everybody. And I'm signing out. Peace.